Minnesota News Network, I'm Sean Maloney. Minnesota millionaire raffle tickets went on sale today and they're expected to sell out in about 2 weeks. Minnesota Lottery Director Adam Prock says there are 1 million raffle tickets this year.
It's our 20th anniversary, so we're loading it with prizes. There's 20,000 prizes, including 40 $20,000 prizes and a whole bunch of other prizes, along with those $2 million prizes. It is one of your best chances to win $1 million.
Prock says Minnesota millionaire raffle tickets make great stocking stuffers. The winning numbers will be drawn on New Year's morning. Some political analysts say Representative Kristen Robbins of Maple Grove is going to have a hard time getting the Republican endorsement for governor. Retired Carleton College professor Steve Shire says Robbins chaired the Nikki Haley presidential campaign in Minnesota last year.
Well, the activists in the Republican Party in Minnesota are Trump supporters, and they will not look kindly upon someone who was opposing Trump for renomination in 2024.
Shire says Robbins supporters think she could help secure important GOP and female votes in these suburbs. Around 900 traffic safety professionals are in Prior Lake today and tomorrow for the annual Toward Zero Deaths Conference. Mike Hansen is with the State Office of Traffic Safety and says stakeholders will share ideas and work hard to find new solutions to bring to Minnesota to save lives on our roads. The conference is hosted by the Minnesota Departments of Health, Public Safety, and Transportation. The Department of Employment and Economic Development is awarding $69 million for numerous projects focused on business expansion and job training. Deputy Commissioner Kevin McKinnon says the money comes from the Minnesota Forward Fund.
A lot of our manufacturing is moving towards robotics and automation. And so we're expanding, you know, some of these offerings to continue to produce the people and the skills that workers are going to need.
Projects in Sartell, Rosemount, at Hennepin Technical College, and the University of St. Thomas will all get funding. In other headlines, a pediatric patient at Mayo Clinic was diagnosed with measles, exposing others at the Rochester Medical Campus to the infectious disease and raising Minnesota's case count to 21 for the year. According to an update today by the State Department of Health, Minnesota has now had its fifth worst year since at least 1997 when it comes to measles. Many farmers are maximizing grain storage because of low harvest prices. Wanda Patchy grows corn and soybeans near Welcome in south central Minnesota.
We put grain in every little nook and cranny that we had on the farm. So we had some smaller bins that we typically may not have used in the past. We used those this year. So we were able to have enough storage for all the crops.
Patchy says holding on to grain will be key with margins for next year extremely tight. And a construction materials and paving services company said yesterday it plans to lay off hundreds of workers as it shutters facilities across central and southern Minnesota. Minnesota Paving and Materials will shut down 14 locations across the state and lay off 297 employees on December 19th. This is MNN.